Mike Fassler. I'm a partner with the Family Business Consulting Group. We're based in Chicago, and I personally live and work from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Speaking this week with the Michigan Agribusiness Association about some of the trends you're seeing with farm succession planning, can you share a little bit more about that session and some of those highlights?
Sure. You know, one of the things, if you look at the age of farm operators and the age of farm owners, well over 70% are age 55 or older. So, and if you look at about $3 trillion in agricultural assets in the country, over the next 10 to 15 years, just a tremendous amount of that wealth is going to be changing hands. And a lot of that, and about 70% of that wealth, is tied up in farm real estate. So as we think about transitions, I think one thing that's going to be different going forward is who owns the farm real estate. And importantly, I think increasingly so, the farm real estate is going to be owned by sibling and cousin groups as the farms transition. And not everybody in those family land ownership groups will necessarily be involved in farming operations.
When you look at split families and how they do manage for one business, what are some of the issues or really successful models that are out there?
So, you know, the key thing is, successful models are ones that where the family has a process for making decisions. In other words, they have what we call a good governance process, how we decide things and how we communicate. And part of a good process is agreeing on the way we're going to make decisions before the decision gets made. And also having transparency in terms of how it's going to work and who's going to have a voice and who's going to have a vote. That's all part of a fair process.
If that's not in place, how can a family farm go about setting one up?
Well, it begins with a dialogue and having a dialogue in a safe environment, because there's a lot of emotions tied up in family-owned farming operations, and virtually all of them are family-owned. And so having a safe environment to have a dialogue and to share with one another from the heart what people want and what's on their mind.
The age of the farming population increasing while margins do remain tight. As farmers do think about transitioning to the next generation or where the future of the farm is headed, what are some trends that you're dealing with?
So, with the downturn in margins over the last 3 or 4 years, as this next generation thinks about how they're going to be coming into the expanding their farming enterprises and coming into the operations, one thing that's going to happen, I think, is your real estate's going to be the last thing that changes hands. The margins aren't there to capitalize it. There's other demands on capital for growth to get enough scale to accommodate multiple family members. And to keep enough capital around to weather these downturns. And so that a lot of that, for the farm real estate, is going to transition through inheritance. And the inheritance is going to be through family land ownership groups more so than, say, an individual operator.
Do you see some farmers looking at this time as retirement is nearing because of the economic environment?
Well, let's put it this way, it's not as much fun as it was 4 or 5 years ago. And if you look at a lot of these balance sheets in agriculture, they're significant net worths. And so folks have something to lose today. And if you're in your late 50s, early 60s, the risk appetite starts to change a little bit. And somebody in their 50s, late 50s, early 60s doesn't have as many swings at the plate, if you will. And so, they're often talking about reducing their exposure to the risk associated with the current economics.
What are some ways that the business can go about doing that?
One of the most important things is keeping enough liquidity around, because we know, working with commodities, having enough cash and working capital in place to weather those downturns, because You know, businesses go out of business because they run out of cash, not because they run out of equity. And so having enough liquidity in place and being disciplined enough to keep enough around is critical.
With a new generation coming into that dynamic, how do they help foot the bill or take on that weight?
So, you know, it really begins with taking on more and more responsibility and being groomed to, you know, be the primary decision makers for the future in terms, you know, the next generation. And there's always going to be a bit of a tug of war with, you know, the next generation wanting to move faster, perhaps, than the leading generation and, you know, the pace of growth, et cetera. So there's going to be an inherent tension, if you will, over that matter. And, you know, finding a balance is an important part of good relationships.
Any other advice to farmers as they weather these downturns and look to the future of their business?
You know, under pressure, I think there's just a human tendency to want to maybe cover up and not talk about things. But, you know, what I find is the most energizing and the best for relationships is, you know, be transparent about how you're feeling and how the pressures are affecting you, and you know, have the dialogue with the family members, right? And you know, don't kick the can down the road on the issues that need to be addressed. So have the conversation, engage in good solid discussions.